You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to welcome you to the Refresh radio program. Merritt Assembly of God is located at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We'd love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. Want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. The Anderson family was part of Merritt Assembly of God before I was ever part of Merritt Assembly of God, and I am now into my, I've completed 33 years of pastoring, and now into year 34. And I will tell you that there's been a number of projects that we've had Jits Concrete do through the years, and they've always done a great job. They got decades and decades of experience. They can take what you tell them, figure out what needs to be done to make that a reality. They know the codes. They know the connections, the networking. They know the strength of concrete, the price of concrete, where to get the concrete, how to get it delivered, when to get it delivered. They know how to prep the site, install the concrete, finish the concrete, clean up, and get out of the way. So if you have got a project that you would like to have done, I always like to try and bless people that do work outside. I try and bless them with projects during this time of the year, because at one time I was young and stupid and used to do some of the hottest projects that we did, the most physically taxing projects that we did. We used to do those in the summertime. And I said, you know what? 33 years, if we can postpone it a couple of months, it'll be cooler. Well, this is the cooler time of the year. And so if you need a concrete project done, they may be a great resource for you, where they can put their expertise, their experience, and their great work ethic to use to make sure that you end up with an excellent project. So thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. I want to take you this morning. I'm sharing this week on the message that I preached at Christmas time. It wasn't necessarily the traditional message that I would share. It was just, you know, what God had given to me. That and so on yesterday's program, Jesus was the interruption that God knew humanity needed. Herod needed the interruption, and mankind needed that interruption. And Galatians 4:4 says it was in the fullness of time. It was the perfect time for that divine interruption. Today I want to take you to Luke chapter 2, because this message took me to several places in the Word. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 says this, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, so all went to be registered, every one to his own city." Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Today, what I want to talk to you about is that Christmas, the birth of Christ, also carries the aspect of the gift of inconvenience. And I put that way in particular because in modern America, there's a huge volume of decisions in just about every arena of life where people make their decisions based upon what is convenient and what is not. I heard a person say one time that if the temperature got beneath, I believe it was 50. If the temperature got beneath 50, they would not be going outside for church. That was a real shock when I heard that, because I had once served on staff in a church, completely different culture than Florida. And the temperature on that particular Sunday morning was 27 degrees. That's not the wind chill. That was the temperature. The temperature was 27 degrees below zero. The wind chill factor on that particular Sunday was 85 degrees below zero. That's extremely cold. It was so cold that even though I put a dipstick heater into the oil where the dipstick goes in so that the oil would not get too cold, that even though I put a battery blanket so that my battery would not lose its charge, I still had car problems, and we still had church on that particular Sunday morning. 27 below zero, wind chill 85 below zero, and there were people who still made it out. In fact, we not only had Sunday morning service, we had Sunday night service. I'm not saying that I necessarily would have made that decision, but that was the decision that was made. I finally got my car started right before the Sunday night service. I will tell you this, that Mary's pregnancy was inconvenient. It was early as far as society would tell you. She was engaged. It was inconvenient for Joseph. But oh, what a gift they received. What an honor to be chosen by God to raise God's son. But it wasn't just the fact that they were carrying a baby. At 9 months pregnant, now they have to travel. There was 1 year where a long time ago, we weren't in Florida at that point in time, and we had the opportunity to go visit my parents for Christmas. We had our son, and very, very young, and we had to travel back on Christmas night because I was supposed to work a 12-hour shift the next day. And on the way back, it was a very cold night. It was colder part of the country, not 27 below cold, but cold enough. And on the way back home, my alternator went out. On Christmas evening. Not Christmas Eve, Christmas Day night. The alternator went out, and we ended up having to have it towed. We ended up having to have it repaired on the day after Christmas, and it was inconvenient. I can tell you that my cars have broken down through the years at very inconvenient times. Doing that while pregnant, which is what Mary was doing, was extremely inconvenient, and it was uncomfortable. Now they've not only can they not find a place to stay, but because Jesus is born, when they go to the temple, they've got to pay a temple offering for the gift of this new baby that they have, and that's a financial inconvenience. But can I tell you this to build your faith for 2026? No matter what God asks us to do or how much God asks us to give, even when it's inconvenient, I can assure you of this, God will more than compensate for it. Nothing we do in this life will ever go unnoticed by God or unrewarded by God. Because not only were Mary and Joseph inconvenienced, but the wise men, which we talked about on yesterday's program, they were doing what wise men did, and all of a sudden they recognized a star in the sky, and they recognized that even though it was inconvenient to make a long trip on a camel, that they were going to make the journey. They were going to leave behind their other responsibilities, and they were going to go honor Jesus with blessings that were fit for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So even though it was inconvenient for them, they recognized it as an opportunity that was not meant to be missed. So while most of the world is going to be making decisions in 2026 on whether something is convenient or not, I will tell you that convenience is not the foundational element in successful relationships. Covenant is. Covenant with God and covenant with your spouse. Covenant with family. Relationships are not about what fits into our schedule. It's about conforming our schedule to our relationship with God. The inconvenient truth in reality is not about climate change. It's not about, by the way, the climate's always changing. It's not about the economy. God's God in bad economies and God's God in good economies. And the great thing is God's economy is never under duress. It's not about politics. The inconvenient truth for our flesh and for our mind in 2026 is this: Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by Him. That there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved but by the name of Jesus. See, that's inconvenient to a pluralistic society that believes it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere about what you believe. And I want you to know that that is not biblical. The cross was not because God was bored. The cross was God's plan of redemption. Not one of God's plan for redemption, the plan for redemption, because it required the shedding of perfect blood, and there was no one on earth that's ever been able to offer that except for Jesus. I think people forget a lot of times that life is not convenient. Ministry's not convenient. For Jesus, the manger wasn't convenient. I mean, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords should have been welcomed into a palace, at the very least should have been received into the finest inn of the day. But he did not come in a way that the elite would receive him. He came because he was touching every aspect of society. The manger was not convenient. Life as a carpenter's son was not convenient. I grew up in a hardworking family. And a lot of times what that meant was that when my parents were working hard, we were working hard helping my parents. And I'm sure that Jesus was doing that in Joseph's day as well, because fathers not only had the task to do, they were responsible for training their son in the family business. And so I can tell you that the family business is building the kingdom of God. So when Jesus was driven into the wilderness for 40 days, that wasn't convenient. And most certainly the cross was inconvenient, to say the very least. A lot of times people say, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. The truth of the matter is we make time for what is really important for us, whether it's convenient or not. There are people who spend their money and they can say, it's inconvenient for me to honor God with my finances, but they have plenty of other ways that they can spend their money. There was a preacher one time that was asked by another preacher, said, how many of your, what percentage of your congregation tithes? And he said, 100%. Says, 100%? How is that possible? He said, well, there are some that tithe to the church, and there are some that tithe to the mechanic, and there are some that tithe to their credit cards, and there are some people who, everybody's making a decision of what they're going to do with their finances. And I can tell you that I'm so thankful that my wife was the one who really elevated my personal understanding of covenant finances with God. And I tell you that because I came from a family that for most of my life, I remember them having more bills than month, more bills than money. I didn't come from a gold spoon or a silver spoon. I came more from a plastic spoon or a wooden spoon type family. And I can tell you that covenant finances with God has been transformative in my life. Doesn't mean that every decision I've made has been right, but I tell you that God has been faithful. The cross was essential for our salvation. Even though it was inconvenient, it was necessary for us to be reconciled to God. So in 2026, will you and I be willing to be inconvenienced for the kingdom of God? This week is a week of prayer and fasting for us. Fasting is inconvenient. I make the joke, my parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been eating almost every day since. Fasting is not convenient. And so, you know, I try not to be legalistic about it. I don't tell people what to fast. You know, some people will fast food entirely. Some people will fast, something that is very important to them. Knew a lady that fasted ice cream. She ate ice cream every day. It was something that she enjoyed. And whenever she would fast, she would decide that she would fast the thing that she enjoyed immensely, and that was ice cream. Now, if you're like me, there's a couple of foods I don't like. My wife happens to like curry chicken. I do not. And so I could very easily fast curry chicken, but the truth of the matter is that would be no inconvenience at all because I don't eat curry chicken. Don't like it. Don't like the smell of it. And so my wife, graciously, if she decides to eat that, she does it on days when I'm not going to be around. So let me tell you that any sacrifice that God asks us to make will always be rewarded. Today, 2,000 years later, we still know Mary and Joseph because when God asked them for inconvenient obedience, they said yes to the Lord. So I want to encourage you to live for Jesus in 2026 in covenant with God, yoked to him, learning of him, yoked to his word, and yes, I'll even say this, yoked to his people. Yoked to his people. I'll share a little bit more about God's house and the relationships in the house later this week. So before I preached this message at church, this is what I shared at Christmas time, but I believe it has very real applications for us as we enter into the new year. I was praying and I was reminded that Jesus was moved with compassion because he saw the people as sheep without a shepherd. And so I'll take you back to Matthew chapter 2 real quick. There's a verse there, shared this yesterday. It says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." When Jesus looked at humanity, he saw that they didn't have a shepherd and they needed one. By the way, when the Bible calls us the sheep of his pasture, sheep are largely defenseless. Sheep are not necessarily known to act in their own best interest. They need a shepherd who can protect them, who can lead them, and who can provide for them. A shepherd was contrasted in the Word of God with a hireling. They both had similar skill sets. They knew what to do and when to do it, but a shepherd was willing to be inconvenienced and even willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And a hireling was not willing to be inconvenienced for him at all. And so I want to encourage you to not live 2026 without a shepherd. Not talking about a pastor, or I'm not talking about a preacher. Pastor and shepherd are two very, very similar words. They're about giving care. I'm thankful to preach the word, but I also watch over people's souls and pray for them and challenge them and love them and lead them. And God knows you need a shepherd. If not Merit Assembly of God, please find a church where you can have a pastor who will care for your soul. We do not have the greatest programs. but we do have great relational dynamics for those who want them. And I would encourage you, you need a pastor. You need a pastor, one who is willing to do life with you, not just be able to share some words behind a microphone. Jesus viewed having a shepherd as essential because life is not always going to be about convenience. A pastor's job is to shepherd people's souls. Many, many years ago, there's a man in our church, love him dearly. Think of him as my family. I think of him as a brother, not just a brother in Christ, a real life brother. We've done holidays in people's homes, viewed his daughter as our daughter. My kids were welcome in his house. His daughter was welcome in our house. And through the years, I've watched him grow and thrive and be willing to be inconvenienced for the sake of the kingdom. And one time he preached a message, and because my job as a pastor is to help develop people in their gifts as well. And this guy he's been phenomenal in dealing with our young people. He's got a passion for the word, a passion for the lost. And I had him share a message, and I can still tell you what he preached. It was in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 17. And I was like, wow, that's eye-opening for me. But it says this: obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So I've read that scripture many, many times, and here's what he said. He said, my job is to make Pastor Bob's job a joy for him to do. And I was like, wow. And to be honest with you, I have a pastor. I have multiple pastors in my life. And my goal for them is to make their job as easy as possible. So I want to live the way I'm supposed to live. I want to do the things that I'm supposed to do. I want to be able to be used by God the way that God wants. So I try and make it easy for my pastors to watch over my soul and watch over Merit Assembly of God. And I can tell you, it is a joy to watch over the souls of many, many people. Some people, it's a challenge, but that's why we serve a miracle working God. I hope you have a great pastor in 2026.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.